Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these lapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. The tale of prowess. Stone fortresses from long ago still stand in the battered wetlands. You and I know them as castles, and although no one living in the wetlands know what a castle is, they understand that these places long ago were used as protection from the elements. They never understood the religious or practical significance for them, but many citizens in the wetlands use these as refugees against many of the sodden that scatter the world. As time went along, many of the denizens left or died until there were none. Or, in this case, one. An old man, with a cane and a fur robe he found, now sullen and dirty, wanders the halls of his castle, lamenting on what was. He started in the garden, a place where everyone congregated to tend to crops and defend against the wildless, endless weeds and vines that would try to kill the healthy plants. Then the man moved into the grand entrance. The cold stone was decorated with chalk drawings from the young. Musty carpets and wooden planks were placed to try and shield everyone's feet from the freezing stone in the winter. There was a banner above, a makeshift staircase. It was a turtle with two heads. The man remembered when he first entered the castle. That banner used to be a government sign guiding people to where they needed to go. After the uprise, there was no need for it, so they decided to give it a symbol. The two-headed turtle was chosen. A fortress with four eyes. In hindsight, maybe it wasn't the best representation, but people loved it. Walking up the stairs, the man wandered each of the bedrooms. Some were single, some were double, but most were just bags on the floor. Sardines sleeping in their tin can next to each other. The old man felt bad now, seeing how crammed everyone was. But back then, there was no complaints. Everyone was so happy. There was another staircase leading down and into the main ballroom, the bloodless heart of the castle. Even in the cold, the man could still feel the heat from the laughter and drink that was spilled every night. The fires were always roaring, but the crowds were always louder. There were old lanterns, plates, silverware, even clothing scattered on the floor. The man was capable of cleaning up. He just didn't feel like it. Too many memories. The man ended his tour on the balcony overlooking the massive pine forest. He missed them, all of them, but he understood why they left. He needed to make peace with that one last time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales of Prowess. If you like what we do, there is a link in the description that supports us. We appreciate that very much. We also are on social media and on Twitter at Find This Podcast and Instagram at Find This Podcast. This episode was written and recorded by Philip Jones, and the score was composed by Abigail Hines. Thank you, and we will see you on the next episode of Tales of Prowess.